What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You're listening to FirstAmendmentRadio.com worldwide. Freedom is never free. We need your support today at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
Welcome once again to another edition of the Discount Gold and Silver Trading / American Exposé broadcast, brought to you by Melody Cederstrom and Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Chris Kerner. Just getting into my desk here. Lots going on my end, and certainly on your end probably as well. However, there is no time to be wasted at this point in time in educating our public, our fellow man, our fellow humankind in this world, about the direction that things are turning. I have received some information from somebody from Russia. And Hans, are you with me?
Yes, I am, Chris. Hello.
Wonderful. Thank you for being with me. I heard the phone ring. I didn't catch it because I was in a hurry to get to my desk. Was that you trying to call me?
Yeah, I was going to check on
what we're going to do tonight. Well, we go through the news and see what's going on and connect the dots. And certainly I received something from Oleg. Do you know who Oleg is in Moscow?
No, Chris. I have no knowledge about people in Moscow.
He must be listening to us. Terrorism as the weapon of punishment of the Kremlin Mafia, he says. That's the title.
Mm-hmm.
Kremlin as the weapon of punishment of the Kremlin Mafia. Once again, listeners, Hanza Molina is a former citizen of Czechoslovakia that's been under oppression for many, many years, hasn't it?
About 45 or so. About 40,
more than that.
41 from 1948. The communist oppression, so-called anti-communist revolution in 1989 supposedly ended. But the communist oppression in Czechoslovakia, but we can prove that it's coming back. So there's substantial evidence that and factual evidence that the communists are gaining ground, and they basically never left the power.
And this is the situation that we have today. You had to defect to get freedom, didn't you? You had to find freedom, so you defected.
Yes, I did. I left Czechoslovakia in 1988 through Yugoslavia and was lucky enough to get a Spanish visa and ended up in Spain, and then I was accepted by the U.S. Immigration and Naturalization Service and came here to America.
And the problem that you see here is that the American people have never felt the loss of their freedom ever. We've never felt the loss of our freedom ever, and yet the engineering that's going on in the guise of Homeland Security is bringing you to some conclusions, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. The problem, what I see, is that there's no experience with communism at all in America. I mean, we just hear these so-called experts in the U.S. government to shake hands with communists. And they don't realize that the communists are able to lie and deceive and use basically disinformation and set up this long-range plan that they created between 1958 to 1960. Our so-called experts are not capable of understanding that the communists are capable of that. That the communists are able to put this in reality and put us to sleep, you know. And meanwhile, what the Russians are doing, they're selling missiles to Syria, they're selling nuclear technology to Iran, they have 200 nuclear bunkers in Russia, you know, the size of Washington, D.C., and they never truly disarmed from the Soviet era. And they're even producing more and more weapons. So I don't see, Russia as our strategic ally, as some of our government experts see them. I see Russia as a major enemy that, never really disarmed, and basically all the strategy of.
And according to Jeff Nyquist, they're building new weapons.
Absolutely, yeah, they. Especially, for example, I was able to find the information on on the SS-27 missile, which is called also Topol-M. It's virtually indestructible. That missile is, we don't basically have anything that can shoot it down at this point. It's supersonic. We can shoot it down with lasers. We don't have anything that can shut it down right now. And the Russians are claiming that they don't really beat around the bush about it. You know, they say it as it is. They have a mobile version of it, and God knows how many missiles they have. And the missile can the vehicle can take up to there's some sources saying that 6 warheads, some say up to 10 warheads. I'm talking about nuclear warheads, biological chemical warheads, EMP, electromagnetic pulse. All this is is being worked out, and it's been tested. Russian tested this missile already, so. If this doesn't scare the people and our leadership, I mean, then I don't know what else will. I mean, we have to realize that we made a mistake, and the sooner we realize we made a mistake, the better for America.
Yeah, absolutely. I see here dated April 29th, 1998, from the Zhu, it's a Chinese family website. And it's an Associated Press article. China has been able to buy billions in weapons. Once again, China has been able to buy billions in weapons despite a U.S.-led embargo imposed after the 1989 Tiananmen crackdown, says the Congressional Report. It points to Russia and Israel as top sellers to Beijing. Meanwhile, military and high-tech sales to China are expected to increase as European nations consider lifting the embargo and the Clinton administration moves to ease restrictions on exports of supercomputers and satellites. Harold Johnson, author of the report, told lawmakers Tuesday. Johnson is an associate director of the General Accounting Office. Congress's investigative arm said defense companies in the European Union are facing severe economic pressures to deal with China, whose human rights record is said to be improving. It says here the GAO report is based on an 8-month examination of public information. Among its findings, $5.3 billion in public arms sales to China from 1990 through 1996. Russia accounted for nearly 72%, or $3.8 billion in sales to China. This is a very interesting article dated, once again, April 29th, 1998. But that doesn't change the things today. Nothing has changed, has it?
Not at all. I mean, the biggest problem I see with this report, what you just read, is that the trust is being put into communists, and they can pretend this kind of game and play this kind of game for a while. But see, the bottom line is, matter of principle, we cannot trust these people. They can invite inspectors to China and show them parts of China where they create a sort of notion that there's this more freedom or more free enterprise, and of course it's all set up. It's called, if you remember the term, Potemkin village, and this has been done in Czechoslovakia. This has been done in Russia. It means basically that it's a fraud, major fraud, to bring more investors into China to show that China, Russia, for that matter, Eastern Europe, are becoming more friendly to America and to the West. And this was prepared in advance. This is what they're counting on. Of course, these people in their strategy realized that the old system, the Stalinist system, would never bring them anywhere closer, because the West, the United States, and the Western allies, Western European allies of America, they will always protect themselves when the communism was being shown as as the enemy. But so they had to come up with this kind of deception to make sure that America will disarm, that the Western Europe will become more socialized and basically friendly to Russia. And at the same time, as it was reported also and analyzed thoroughly by Anatoly Golitsyn, KGB defector, the Sino-Soviet split during the 60s was created for that exact purpose, that America would, in fact, be always on guard against Russia. Until the certain point of that, of the revolution, of the so-called perestroika. But at the same time, we became more friendly to China, because China started pretending that they have disagreement with Russia, with the Soviet Union at the time. But this was also set up as a major deception. It's the Sino-Soviet split is a strategic deception to bring America closer to one side and to keep us there. So you can see the aftermath today. All you got to do is to go to the store and look at how many Chinese goods we have over there.
Yeah, that is very discouraging for me, to see slave labor products being made in communist China, and certainly the jobs going below the border and overseas, the industry disappearing that way. We are left without jobs. I see this structure in place, and I'm sure you do as well. You have competition in your business with the trucks coming from Mexico under the NAFTA agreement.
That's absolutely, yeah. That's one of the parts, yeah.
So we see this direction engineering itself. Many people are concerned, but we need to wake up much more, and many more, at this point in time. I see here from the Washington Post, dated May 15th, it states that early last summer, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld approved a top-secret interim global strike alert order. That's an interim global strike alert order, directing the military to assume and maintain readiness to attack hostile countries that are developing weapons of mass destruction, specifically Iran and North Korea. Now, isn't that interesting? When communist China has many weapons, but they're not considered an enemy of our country, are they?
Not at all, and it's sort of mind-boggling, because it was China in 1993, I believe, when they threatened to attack Los Angeles with nuclear weapons.
That's right.
And this is very well documented. And also the aggressive Chinese espionage operatives over here in America, the strategy, anti-American strategy of China, is very much noticeable. And China just recently, alongside with Russia, by the way, threatened the United States for what was called the Star Wars preparedness. Basically, when U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld basically stated that we need more space-based weapons to protect our satellites, and China and Russia began to threaten the United States with the use of force if this will actually happen.
Yeah.
So this is it's one thing, Chris. I don't understand how the logic of the U.S. government comes to this kind of state that we really are hearing all these kind of explanations and totally absurd explanations about communism instead of just accepting that they fooled us and deal with it. It's mind-boggling, and I don't know how people can even not to understand that this is being strategic. Implication and strategy from the beginning of the communists to put us to sleep, to bring us into this kind of problem with what they do, and this kind of problem that we are not really accepting that communism is a threat to any free democracy, free society, and that no matter what we do, these communists will not stop. They will continue.
Now, we're talking about the leadership at the top. Most of the people in these countries are oppressed, and they would like to have their freedom, wouldn't they?
Well, absolutely. Of course they would like to have a freedom, except, the society is set up the way that and I can speak for Czechoslovakia or for that same level for Poland and Hungary and Eastern European, these so-called former communist countries. The society is being run by people that are that have background with in the communism and background that ties them to the communist regime, former communist regime, quote unquote. And so they are basically fronts. They can be always replaced. We are taking people like Putin, the Russian president, as the main person in Russia's leadership. That assessment is totally flawed. It's not realistic. It's not what the Russian leadership is all about. It's the leadership of the Russian Politburo and basically the Russian leadership. They work as a team, and the same thing happened in Czechoslovakia. As a matter of fact, and this was reported also, the Russians recruited anywhere from 7,000 to 8,000 people in Czechoslovakia for the purpose to use them as part of the leadership. This way they have major blackmail tool on these people because they are basically traitors. And so they have to obey Soviet or Russian orders. And I was just able to, I'll be posting it on my website this week. I was able to take pictures of a Russian KGB front company called Transacta in Prague, in Czech Republic. The next building right next to it is Czech Ministry of Finances. What does a KGB front company doing right next to Czech Ministry of Finances? There's another such building right next to Czech Parliament and another building of Transacta next to the Czech government, Czech administration offices. So the Russians have basically control. it's laughable. I mean, but this is a reality. I got the pictures. And this is very well known company. These are KGB operatives, people in espionage, And they have basically next door to the government offices of supposedly free country, Czech Republic, the NATO ally of America, so-called NATO ally.
No, Hansa, this is very interesting. I have this article by Oleg that was sent to me from Russia, or Moscow, terrorism as the weapon of punishment of the Kremlin mafia, which is very interesting. You talk about KGB, and to most people in America, they believe KGB doesn't exist anymore. That's what we've been told.
Well, good luck believing that. I can actually read you something that was published in Czech Republic in 1993, I believe. And in 1993, in an article, KGB finally talks. Director of the FSB, which was formerly KGB, Andrei Chernenko, acknowledges that the KGB was behind all these, quote, anti-communist revolutions, unquote, in Eastern Europe. The article stated that from the 50,000 high-level KGB officers after the perestroika, only 56 were let go. The Russian Military Espionage and Intelligence Service, GRU, is without any changes and involved in the same type of operations as before. And this is confirmed by defectors, for that matter, defector from the GRU, Russian Military Intelligence, Stanislav Lunev. He said that, let me quote real quick, he said that the Russian military and Russian government, Russian military, despite the end of the Cold War, continues to prepare for war with the United States. And he was colonel in the Russian intelligence. He served in the Russian embassy in Washington, D.C., and defected, and he brought this to our U.S. military and intelligence services attention. What's going on? Why this is not reported? Why the U.S. Government is not telling us, you know, are there many egos that will be hurt by this, or... Is there are there infiltrators that don't want this to leak? I mean, this is major problem. You know, the American people should know about this. And I'm very much not happy about this, because I spoke to the FBI. I talked to them. You know, at least like five times or so. I had a couple meetings with the FBI, and they filed report and we don't hear about any of this, you know.
Well, this is certainly a major situation that we need to be concerned about. But and that's why I bring you on every Wednesday these days. Here I see dated June 23rd. While U.S. politicians continue to press Beijing to let the yuan appreciate against the dollar, Chinese firms appear to be increasingly interested in buying up big name U.S. brands. China experts say Chinese firms aren't on an all-out buying binge, but have been given a green light by the government to go after the big-name firms. On Tuesday, a consortium led by the top Chinese appliance maker, Hauer Group, placed a $1.28 billion bid for struggling Iowa-based Maytag Corporation. Meanwhile, CNOOC Limited, a division of the state-owned China National Offshore Oil Company, has indicated it could spring a nearly $20 billion bid this week for Unocal Corporation, the California oil company that Chevron Corporation agreed to buy last month for $18 billion. Aren't we financing our demise?
Yeah, well, we are basically digging our graves, I would state it that way. Demise is not enough for the communists.
Uh-huh.
We are financing. We are digging our graves. That's what it is. These people will not stop. There's no way that they will stop. They are committed to the cause, and that was always and always will be communist domination of the world. And those who think that this is nonsense, well, there were people like that during the before the World War II. There were people saying warning about Hitler. and people that discard these warnings about communism, the same kind of people were discarding the warnings about Hitler. And what happened after that? You know, there were how many million people died in during the World War II? So we have to keep these tyrants in check. We have to report to people. We have to continue to tell the truth about communism, because it's clearly work of the devil, and we have to be careful. You know, there's basically there are so many facts and so much information, and nothing's being done. We are clearly seeing the our Western society, the Christian society, is falling to the ground. I mean, we are seeing how moral values are declining. You know, we have Marxists teaching in our schools, preaching Marxism, Leninism, basically undermining America, teaching our kids being anti-American. We see all these reports about terrorism, about Islamic terrorism, but we don't watch the people who supply the money and
weapons,
and intelligence. There was a interesting report by Fox News on October 16, 2001, and it was a report that based on the interrogation of the KGB spy Robert Hansen, and he stated during interrogation that he was the one who sold special safekeeping software called Promise. That was used for safekeeping U.S. intelligence data, and it was sold also, the software was sold to various countries, including Canada and some Western European countries, and also Israel and Australia. Hansen gave the software to the KGB, and the Russians supplied it to Al-Qaeda.
Oh, interesting.
So this was reported by Fox News, and I remember this really well because it, you know, stuck in my mind, and I was able to copy it, and it was very interesting that, you know, why would the Russians be interested in giving this to supposedly independent and Islamic terrorist group, basically. So they have the ties to Al-Qaeda. Of course, there's the file on a KGB officer, what's his name, Victor Bout, and he was involved in selling Al-Qaeda weapons and transporting weapons and explosives from Russia. Of course, they will always have somebody ready, claiming that these were criminal enterprises, and then the state had nothing to do with it, which is totally preposterous. I served in the Czechoslovak military, and I know how protected everything was, so there's no way that something could be stolen. No nuclear dirty bombs or any of that kind of equipment. There's no way that they can steal any of that without the Russian government saying okay. So we are being fed the deception again by the Russians that these are criminal enterprises, and then the state has nothing to do with it. But at the same time, I remember, Chris, that Mikhail Gorbachev stated in an interview that there's no way that these nukes, the Russian nukes, could be stolen, that they are really safeguarded. So, you know, we see the strategy behind, you know, behind the Russian deeds. We see that these are communists. These are people that they were all communists during the Soviet era. Today they are pretending to be friendly to us.
Yes.
But that's not who they are. And meantime, they're selling weapons to terrorists and control them, basically.
Now, people, certainly I've quoted from the current communist goals of 1963, which are, however, written in the book Naked Communist by Cleon Skousen in 1957. And number four of the current communist goals was permit free trade between all nations, regardless of communist affiliation, and regardless of whether or not items could be used for war. Number five, extension of long-term loans to Russia and Soviet satellites. Number six, provide American aid to all nations regardless of communist domination. Number seven, grant recognition of Red China, admission of Red China to the United Nations. So we see this well into fruition right now. We're with Hansa Molina, listeners. The anticommunistanalyst.com is the website. It is on the front of my website, AmericanExpose.com. We support Hansa because you're not going to hear it from anyone else. Hansa's had the experience from his past. Keep in mind, Melody Cederstrom supports this broadcast. Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Trading. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Going on? Stay tuned to FirstAmendmentRadio.com to find out first, and on satellite at Galaxy 13, Channel 16, Audio 7.70.
Record budget deficits, bankruptcies galore, and the U.S. dollar is at an all-time low. With today's gloomy economic outlook, safe investments are often hard to find. For over a decade, Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Trading Company has been helping people secure their future by investing in the precious metals. Melody has the honesty, integrity, and experience that is often lacking in the precious metals business. Let her put it to work for you. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
Now listen to me. The Bible says, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. I want you to know that a corporation is Caesar.
Government takeover of the church. This DVD is the most powerful tool we have for waking up those asleep in the pews. The scripture calls for his people to come out of her. The corporate church is the apostate church, the whore that rides the beast. Get this DVD for a donation of $25 from FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Make copies and give them away to your corporate church friends and loved ones. The truth will make them free. They will watch the DVD, Government Takeover of the Church. Order online today at FirstAmendmentRadio.com or call 559-781-3773. Who will tell them if not you?
You are listening to the Worldwide First Amendment Radio Network. We do not have freedom of speech because the Constitution gives it to us. The constitutional amendment was written to keep the government from taking our freedom away. The Creator gave us our rights, but He also gives us the capacity to do evil or usurp the rights of others. Our individual rights end where the rights of another begin. No one has the right to do evil because evil can never be right. Those who would seek to limit your right to speak or hear the truth are the same who seek to subjugate, control, and enslave you. Freedom is not free. Support the Worldwide First Amendment Radio Network by going to FirstAmendmentRadio.com on the Internet and following the instructions there to support us. Thank you for listening.
In this day of economic uncertainty and soaring unemployment, safe investments are often hard to find. But investing in the precious metals is the safest investment of all, because gold and silver is real money. Government printed currency is not. Call Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Trading Company at 1-800-375-4188. Melody has been helping people secure their financial future for over 10 years. While others in the business claim honesty, Melody will deliver. Give her a call, 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
Years ahead of the dominant media, find out first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com, on satellite, Galaxy 13, Channel 16, Audio 7.70.
Welcome back to the broadcast. I'm Chris Gerner with Hansa Molina tonight. This broadcast is heard, it's heard Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Central Time on First Amendment Radio. Monday and Friday, Darren Weeks, does the broadcast. Darren Weeks is full of documentation and information, has his own website, darrenweeks.net, I believe, and it's on my website, americanexpose.com, which he does as well, the website with Darren Hodges. I'm Dennis Hodges. Darren Weeks and Dennis Hodges do the website, and Darren does the broadcast at 9 p.m. Central Time on Monday and Friday. You must tune in to Darren on Monday and Friday on the Internet and satellite. Then on Tuesday and Thursday, we do 3 p.m. Central Time at First Amendment Radio and WBCQ 7.415. That's Tuesday and Thursday, 3 p.m. Central Time on WBCQ 7.415 is that frequency. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time on First Amendment Radio and WWCR 9.985. That's 9.985. Courtesy of Melody Cedarstrom, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and the entire network is in various degrees supported by Melody Cedarstrom and Discount Gold and Silver Trading. So you heard the number on the commercial, 800-375-4188, 800-375-4188. I see here Chinese acquisitions reflect brand name strategy. They purchased IBM. I'm going to dissect this article at 9 p.m. Central Time tonight, listeners, on Internet and satellite, on First Amendment Radio. Hansa, we didn't talk before the broadcast. Did you have any information that you wanted to share with the listeners before I move on?
Well,
concerns?
Basically, yeah, well, I have so much information, I don't know what you have in mind. I could probably talk for another hour and still keep talking, but there was an interesting file I found out about the gathering of information of various opposition leaders in the Czech Republic. The operation was called Operation Wedge. Basically, this operation involves strategy that basically they want to keep files and update files, constantly update files on various people, what they say, how they stand against the communist regime, the communist party that's still involved in the parliament over there, how they stand against the future of communism, socialism. These files are being updated. As a matter of fact, I have a picture of a man that was later uncovered in Czech Republic as an agent, and he was involved in gathering signatures and statements from people in a situation when they pretended they had a public demonstration or basically public gathering, and he was gathering signatures on petition to the government, to the Czech government, and this is being done. So the people being set up, and later when the communists are very confident that they will win, and therefore they need to prepare themselves and to find out who the opposition is. And there was also operation in Czechoslovakia that was tested in 1988, codename Norbert, and that involved setting up concentration camps for these people.
Wow.
So that's also a very important part of the setup. And when this was leaked and there were some documents uncovered, the Czech government basically covered it up, and I'm very confident that this operation is organized from Moscow, and this is basically being done in targeted countries.
Isn't this amazing what you're covering, and then what I cover with Dennis's information I see here from Moscow out of the AFP source? Mexican leader hails growing ties with Russia, demands boots from Putin. Mexican President Vicente Fox wrapped up a visit to Russia, saying he hoped for a deepening of trade ties between the two countries and a pair of Cossack boots from a Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin. Fox hailed the deepening of trade ties between the two countries, especially a Russian promise to supply liquefied natural gas to Mexico for the next 20 years, reducing reliance on the United States. Isn't that interesting, Hans?
Well, that's another part of the Russian strategy. They want to isolate America totally. Not that we had very, I mean, we got economic ties with Mexico, but not to the extent that Mexico
we
is, I'm sorry?
We've sent a lot of industry south of the border.
Right, yeah, then that's the problem, and now the Russians want to lay their hands on Mexico. I mean, they were involved, the communist espionage was always involved in Mexico and South America because of the drug trafficking. And also these channels are used to smuggle weapons and anything else, Mexico should be watched carefully, for these contacts, and, anytime any of our allies goes to Moscow, we should question their sincerity, support of America, because they could be offered, in this case, they were offered, liquefied gas, but they don't realize that this is major blackmail tool of the Russian government against these countries, because once the Russians use the tool, they've done it before, and I reported this, it was reported in the press in Europe, they've done it to Latvia. The Russians, and they shut down basically the entire port because the Latvian didn't want to release the interest in the port, and the Russians basically wanted the port. It was an amazing story, and so the Russians blocked the delivery of oil through that port, so Latvia began to have economic problems because of the shortage of oil. So this showed the real face of the Russian government and how they really aggressively trying to spread their hands to countries which they target, and Mexico is one of them because they are our southern border.
Now, Hans, this is very, very interesting. Here's a quote by Vincente Fox. Here's a quote. He says, "We are hoping for good prices on Russian gas. Mexico is a natural gas producer, but we don't have enough to cover our needs. We have to buy gas in the most expensive place in the world, in Texas," he says. So Russia's going to undermine our prices, even though it's going to cost them a fortune to ship it over here, to isolate our country more.
Well, absolutely. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind this is targeted strategy. We have to realize, Chris, that communists are never interested in profit. The Russians deceive and lie in order to further their strategy. And, the ends justifies the means. I mean, that's the communist motto and always been that way. So I don't see any... I'm not at all surprised at this. I mean, this is part of their strategy, and it's been that way. You can look to our northern neighbor, Canada. Canada declined to help us to set up early warning in case of missile attack on America. They declined to help us to set up stations up there. As a matter of fact, I had a meeting with a person a couple of days ago, and he's a Canadian citizen, and the person told me that they had these warning stations, but the Canadian socialist government shut them down. So we are being isolated from the world, and the Russians are very aggressively, with the help of their Chinese allies, basically working their strategy. And it's all targeted towards America.
This article continues, listeners, and it once again it's an article on our website. Mexican leader hails growing ties with Russia and demands boots from Putin. It states here on a lighter note, Fox said that Putin was promising to deliver him a pair of size 10 Cossack boots during their next meeting on the sidelines of next month's G8 summit. Fox said he was impressed by the boots of the Guard of Honor, that greeted him upon his arrival in Moscow and was, quote, announcing this publicly so Putin doesn't forget, end quote. Fox also said he hoped the two countries would use the format of the World Trade Organization to solve a row over Mexico's complaints that Russian steelmakers have been dumping their goods on the Mexican market at artificially low prices. The comment was a pointed one, as Russia has yet to join the WTO, but needs Mexico's support to be accepted into the Geneva-based body. Keep in mind, listeners, WTO is a spring of the United Nations. Fox earlier indicated that Mexican support would be forthcoming. The Mexican leader also said that he had discussed with Putin the possibility of easing the visa regime between the two countries for business travelers, students, and researchers. He said he expected a decision to be on the issue in the next 30 days. Fox is due to attend next month's G8 summit of the world's richer countries, plus Russia in Scotland, as an observer, officials said. But isn't that interesting? They're even encouraging Russians to travel to Mexico.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised at all. I've seen things regarding Russia that would be surprising to people. But it's all the same, always all the same. It's there's a strategy behind it. The Russians are clearly involved in anti-American campaign, worldwide campaign, but their hands must be always protected by some kind of disguise or manipulation technique, deception, so we would not catch them basically in the act. And there's been so many things that, and we think our government thinks that this is all done because of the business expansion of Russia, that the Russians are really trying to become superpower again in the economic sense. But that's totally absurd. That's not what it is. You just read it. They said that they are dumping the steel on the Mexican market. The Russians are doing this.
Right.
So that makes my point. They are not interested in profit. They are interested in destroying the structure, the industrial structure of certain countries, targeted countries, so they can be, become at the mercy basically of the Russians. They can turn into Russia and say, well, okay, well, you offer us cheap products, okay, we just keep buying it from you. We will shut down our companies and we just keep it buying from you. This is the strategy of China too.
Yeah, very good point. Now, hasn't Russia been allied with communist Cuba all these years?
Absolutely, never changed. Basically, what happened was the Russians had they infiltrated the DGI, the Cuban intelligence. The KGB was very successful. I have a book describing it, how they were spreading their strategy and their operations through the Cubans, namely in South America, the narco trafficking, the spreading of drugs, training of various revolutionaries, namely the ones in Colombia and Venezuela. There's a lot of that. So the Russians always have to hide behind somebody else, and in this case it was Cuba. And we already know about Fidel Castro, about the communist background and the nature of his government, so we will always suspect Castro, but in fact these are Russians pulling the strings behind the scenes.
Ultimately, there's to be a comfortable merger between this country and Russia, according to Rowan Gaither, stated to Norman Dodd back in 1953 regarding the Ford Foundation. And you can link to the Ford Foundation, the Moscow connection here on our website, AmericanExpose.com, American spelled with a K, linking U.S., Russia across the Internet, friends and partners. This is and you'll see the goals of the Ford Foundation. You'll see the foundation policy on diversity. You'll see activities of the Ford Foundation in Russia. You'll see it all here, listeners. It's all easily obtainable now. You don't have to go to law libraries. You don't have to go searching out for information. It's all accessible on AmericanExpose.com at this point in time with the emergency in place. In my opinion, we have an extreme emergency in place because we're being set up for unconditional surrender, in my opinion, Hansa. I think they can take this country over without firing a shot, and I think Khrushchev said it right way back in the early 50s as well. He said, we are going to pick you like an overripe piece of fruit. You remember that?
Well, he said, we will help you to dig your own grave. Instead of saying, we will bury you. Some, there were some reports that he said, we will bury you. But he said, we will help you to dig your own grave. So that's pretty obvious.
Well, it's working. And this is the problem. Their strategy is coming into place. It's obvious to us that know and done research. And to those that don't do research, they have to do it now, and it's never been a better and easier time to learn what's going on. And this is the big problem. Here we see, dated June 21st, Tuesday, Rice pushes for democracy in the Middle East. U.S. Secretary of State said the region's leaders should drop their excuses. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice prodded Middle Eastern leaders Monday to reform their governments, declaring that the U.S. no longer was willing to accept regional stability at the expense of political freedom. What in the world does that mean to anyone out there listening? Hansa, Condoleezza Rice of the State Department, Secretary of State, she has a background in herself, and you can repeat that to the listeners that didn't hear it before.
Well, Condoleezza Rice, her mentor was father of Madeleine Albright. His name was Joseph Korbel, born in Czechoslovakia, high Czechoslovak diplomat. He was the one that persuaded Czechoslovak president to sign agreement in 1943 between Czechoslovakia, then Democratic Czechoslovakia, and Stalin for 20 years. That caused Czechoslovakia to freedom, basically. Then Korbel, so-called defected, after the communist coup in 1948, and he came to America, and of course he was always leftist leaning in his political views, and then of course Korbel was for the detente of America with Soviet Union during the 70s. After Soviet Union invaded Czechoslovakia in his former native country, Czechoslovakia, in 1968. So that doesn't make sense to me unless we dig a little deeper. And of course, the family member of the Korbel family was employed by the communists in Czechoslovakia while the Korbel was already teaching in Denver. And that's how Condoleezza Rice got to know him, and she claims that she almost overnight became involved in politics when she was 15 years old. And then there's some very important fact missing in her biography. That's the fact that she was in fact in Soviet Union as an exchange student in 1978. There's a lot of people that don't know that. I double checked with my sources, and this is actually true. So we have to question what kind of tactics were used against Condoleezza Rice and why is she involved rather in diplomacy with Russia than explaining to the American people that Russia is not our friend. So we have to very much watch, and based on her expertise, so-called expertise, I think she should be fired immediately from the position she holds, and anybody that's supporting her, because that's a major security risk we have in our government, including the State Department and their policies, including the diplomacy towards the communists, because that's clearly what they want us to do. So we are playing with fire, and Chris, this is only going to escalate. The Russians will do more and more to undermine America's strength and our freedom. And they are preparing for a major attack on us. I see this. Why would they build 200 bunkers, nuclear cities in Russia, and build these nuclear weapons and support terrorism if they were not willing to use them? I mean, why?
Now, the point is, some people out there would say, well, how does he know that's really happening in Russia? How does he know that really happened in Russia? Some people might say that. To that statement you just made, do you have any information pertaining to what they've done over there?
Absolutely. It was published by WorldNet Daily. It was published by various other sources. It was a matter of the congressional debate in 2000.
I see.
The Yamantau Mountain, the Voronovo Complex. There are satellite pictures. Bill Gertz from Washington Times published it in his book, Betrayal. There are pictures of these complexes, and the for example, the Yamantau Mountain complex cost about over $6 billion.
Sure.
At the same time, when the Russians were claiming they have no money.
Yeah, so, keep in mind, we built the Kama River truck factory with our money too, didn't we?
Don't know about that. I'm really not that familiar about
that. That was in 1972, the Kama River truck factory, where a lot of their vehicles are made. We've given them ball bearing technology to make the best ball bearings in the world. This is, to me, very frightening, especially since we went through Vietnam, where Soviet Union supplied North Vietnam with their weapons. Communist China supplied North Vietnam with their weapons. North Vietnam is no longer North Vietnam. It's all Vietnam. It's all under communist control. But see, our military strategy was under UN rules of engagement, and we weren't allowed to win that war. Now you see the structure, you see the global picture coming into place, and we're given the brainwashed thought that communism is dead, aren't we, Hans?
Well, that's basically what it is, and nobody reports anything about Russia, anything bad, because we still consider them as our strategic allies. So these wishy-washy hopes that Russia will one day somehow turn into our real ally, they are totally unfounded. They are total disaster, basically. And to support this kind of diplomacy from our by our government, basically with the hands of Condoleezza Rice being basically tied into this, and the State Department, we are heading for disaster. There's no doubt in my mind. You know, I lived there. I lived in communist country. I grew up in there. I know what they're capable of. These people will never stop.
Well, and that's why I put you on every Wednesday. Are you able to come back next Wednesday?
Absolutely, Chris. Yeah, I'll be back.
We'll do it again. And maybe you can give me a brief call after the show, if you're able.
Sure.
We see that Rice is pushing for democracy in the Middle East. Democracy is the code word for socialism slash communism, in my opinion. Democracy is not what this country was formed under. It was formed under a constitutional republic, which we have never lived under in our entire lives. Our Constitution is there in word only, but the implementation of our U.S. Constitution has never been done, and certainly the Federal Reserve System accounts for that. And that's why I'm going to dissect some of these articles at the 9 o'clock broadcast that I covered tonight with Hans, because we are in a situation today that is most troubling to me, where most don't have a concern. I do. And the police state is part of this. The State Department publication 7277. The Russian military and the U.S. military were going to merge to control this country. They were going to merge to police this country and disarm this country. I don't know where that stands at this point in time. Ultimately, with Russia and the U.S. working together under freedom from war, but our military is being used up, aren't they?
Well, we are tied up in conflict that should have been won long ago, with possibly even nuclear weapons in Iraq, in Afghanistan. They should have cleaned up the cities, the insurgency, which are tied to Syria and subsequently to Russia again. So we are tied in the conflict that should have been won.
Well,
and
the problem with that situation is you don't know who your enemy is.
Absolutely. It's a, it's